I've mentioned already that the Nyingma Pas accept the same canon as the other schools. Their scriptural basis also is the Tanju on the one hand and the Tanju on the other. But they also have a collection of what they call the Nyingma Pa Tantras. That is to say, tantras which are not accepted by other schools because they regard them as uncanonical, as not really given out by the Buddha. I believe altogether there are about 300 of these. Incidentally, I remember that Western scholars used to think that these Nyingma Pa Tantras were forgeries, that they've been written actually in Tibet, in Tibetan also, by Tibetan Buddhists, by Nyingma Pa followers, and that there were in fact no Sanskrit originals as alleged. But quite recently, in the course of the last 10 years, some of the Sanskrit originals of the Nyingma Pa Tantras have been discovered apparently in Nepal, and it would therefore seem that at least some of the Nyingma Pa Tantras are genuine, are canonical. The Nyingma Pas also have a very important collection of texts known as the Rinchen Terma, and this is in 64 volumes. This is a very rare set, by the way. As far as I know, there are only two collections in Europe, and not very many outside Tibet, in fact, at all. The Rinchen Terma are very, very interesting, and for the Nyingma Pas at least, very, very important. Rinchen means a great treasure, and Terma means what is taken out. And these are the so-called concealed scriptures. According to legend, these were all written by the great Guru Padmasambhava during his visit to Tibet. But he realized that the Tibetans weren't ready for these teachings, so he hid them in different spots, in caves and under stones, and they are supposed to have been discovered gradually over the centuries. So you can imagine that Western scholars regard this as just a sort of put-up story and regard the Rinchen Terma pure and simple as forgeries. But it is very interesting to note that the Rinchen Terma contains very, very important material which one cannot very easily or lightly dismiss. For instance, this famous work, the Tibetan Book of the Dead, which has been translated by Dr. Evans Wentz and Lama Dawakazi Samdo. The Tibetan Book of the Dead, the Bodo Todol, to give it its true title, is found in this Rinchen Terma. It is one of these taken out texts. And this is evidently a very, very sublime and very important document indeed. So whoever wrote it, whether it's Padmasambhava or anybody else, couldn't have been just an ordinary forger, but must have been a very great spiritual teacher instead.